Okay guys, here is email number 2. I am slowly fading, the work days are getting harder and harder. Yesterday we dug trenches for 7 hours. I never thought I would say this, but gender roles are looking pretty good right now. I would much rather be cooking and cleaning every day than this hard physical labor. Felix, that was for you. I have stopped eating the food. I cannot eat rice for breakfast, lunch, and dinner anymore. I have not touched a piece of meat since I've been here, and even the fruits and vegetables are questionable. I almost took the plunge and tried the fish until I asked what kind of fish it was, and all the habitat people looked at each other very puzzled, shrugged, and said, "I don't know, river fish." I passed. You really can't trust the food here, so I have resorted to the grocery store and started living off canned beans, dry cereal, and Pringles. We are now working for 3 families who live in the woods literally, and watching them prepare our fruit with the same knife that we were cutting the cement bags open with was awesome. But don't worry, they washed the knife and our fruit with the river water, which serves multiple purposes such as the toileteum serious, the water to clean our tools, the kids' swimming pool, the washing machine, the main means of transportation, and anything else you could think of. I want to thank my parents for giving birth to me into civilization. And that's very sincere. Every day we leave the work site so dirty and tired. Today I made mortar by hand and laid bricks. There is no such thing as a cement mixer here. We barely have the right tools to work with. We are using sticks as measuring tape, rocks as hammers, string as levels, and when my shovel broke, we stuck a piece of bamboo in it for a handle. I'm laughing as I type this because it sounds crazy to hear it, but it is so true, and that's really the least of our worries at this point. We had a laundry party last night and washed our clothes in the bathtub. They are barely clean. I'm appreciating so many little things that are so easily taken for granted, like paper towels. None here. They put rolls of toilet paper on the dinner table. Amy and I are making the best of it though. We are keeping our positive attitudes every day and are comforted by the fact that this is only temporary and we have the luxury of leaving while this is life for these people. We are also keeping the mood light-hearted with lots of jokes and games during downtime. We enjoy interacting with the locals and the kids. One kid today had a toy. It was a stick with a string tied to it with a live wasp tied to the end of the string. You would have thought this was the best, most expensive new toy there was, by the way he was playing with it. We visited a hospital today and are visiting a school tomorrow and an orphanage on Thursday. Our group bought lots of school supplies to give to the kids. We also all pitched to buy a toilet for the school near our build site. I will try to attach a picture of the toilet they use. My attaching skills aren't that good yet. It's really outrageous. Oh, by the way, I did have to use a squatter the other day. Not fun. We are also visiting a floating market on Friday and have a full spa day planned for Saturday when we get to Saigon. Oh yeah, karaoke is 7 nights a week here. They can't get enough. It's hilarious. It's bedtime. Off to work in the morning. Love you all. Miss you so much. Elisa, your bricklayer extraordinaire. P.S. Rat and duck were on the menu today. Frog is on the menu for tomorrow. Goodie. Please forward to Erica and all the teachers. Love yous.